Good morning. Today's daf from Baba Kama, Lamed Beis. We're starting today with the Mishnah Lamed Aleph and Beis here in the third parak of Baba Kama. So what are we going to talk about? What we have been talking about, and that is collisions and injuries. The Mishnah continues. A lot of this Mishnah is going to sound familiar, which is good, because the Gemara earlier has cited this Mishnah, but now we're actually learning the Mishnah. So if all this sounds like, hey, we've done this before, you're right. Morning. So Zeba Bechavitha Zeba Bekarasso. So the Mishnah starts off with people are walking in the street in the Rishos Rabbim. Somebody's walking with a jug, another one's walking with a beam. Vinishbara Kado Shoze Bekarasso Shoze. And now collision, so putter, so both of them are going to be putter. So neither are going to have liability. Because why? Because I have right away and you have right away. And we both have right away. We collided. So it's okay. In other words, it's obviously not okay. Right? Obviously, there's injury and there's going to be loss. But in other words, but there's not going to be a liability. There's no liability because both of us have the right to walk in the street. And both of us are walking the way we should. Now, obviously, over here, in other words, it's really hard. I mentioned this yesterday, right? Yesterday, we had the three-car pileup. But it wasn't a three-car pileup. It was a three-people pileup and pedestrians walking. And I know, it's, in other words, it's very tempting to take all this that which we're learning and to try to convert it to our modern world that we live in. But in our modern world we live in, so you have streets with clear lines and usually there's some sort of barrier separating the two, or at least there's a double yellow line, and I'm walking on my side, you're walking on your side. So it's a little bit more challenging to take these examples over here and try to now apply to our modern world. And on top of that, in our modern world, we have cars and we don't have people walking in. And so it's, you know, obviously it's, you know, you need a postic. You need somebody who really understands and knows, like, take all these ideas and to apply into our modern world. So all I'm saying is as per the Mishnah's case, so keep it to pedestrian collisions. And also, in other words, we just, you know, I really mean me, like lack basic understanding in terms of how their traffic pattern worked in back in the good old days. So, hiya, balakar rishon, balachavis achram, minishbar, chavis bekara pater, balakar. So, let's say they're walking in the same direction. And the Mishnah, yeah, they're walking in the same direction. And the Mishnah describes now where the first position is the Baal Chavis. The second position, the one behind, is the Baal Korah. And now what happens is, no, other way, I'm sorry. The beam is first. Sorry, thank you. The beam is first, the Chavis is second. And now what happens is that the Chavis just smashes right into the beam. So over here, what's happening clearly is that the Baal Chavis is walking faster. In other words, he's not walking at quote unquote the normal pace. So under those circumstances, Pata Balakora. In other words, the Balakora is doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's walking the Rishos Rabbim. He has every right to do so. Someone from the back just rammed right into him. Okay. So in other words, but he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He was walking. Imam al Balakora. Now contrast that with the next point of the Mishnah, which is now as we are on the very top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. But now Imam al Balakora, the Balakora now stopped, right? And I know we discussed this already, but here we're learning the actual Mishnah. The Baal Korah stopped. So now, Chayev, the Baal Korah is going to be Chayev because you don't have the right to stop in Rishos HaRabim. Im Amar LaBaal Chavis Amod Pater. But now, what if he issued a warning? And I know we just discussed this yesterday. I know we did. But now, what happens when the Baal Korah turns around and turns to the traffic behind him and says to the person behind him, right, I am here with my Korah, but I stopped. And he warns the person behind him, and the person behind doesn't listen to the warning, ignores the warning, and the Baal Chavis just now rams right into the Baal Korah, and now the Baal Korah is going to be Potter, because the Baal Korah issued a warning. Hiya, Baal Chavis Rishon, Baal Korah Acharon, V'nish Baal Chavis Bekorah Chayav. Okay, now let's flip it around. So, right, this is why I got a little bit confused, but now let's flip it around. So the Baal Chavis is first, the Baal Korah is second, and now the Baal Korah goes into the Chavis, clearly meaning that the Baal Korah is walking too fast, so now he's going to be liable. The Baal Korah is going to be liable. V'imad Amad Baal Chavis Potter. Now, once again, same story. Baal Chavis decides that, you know what, I know we're in the street, I know people are supposed to be walking, but I'm not going to walk anymore. I'm stopping. So now the Baal Chavis is Mishana, so he is deviant in his behavior. Baal Korah runs right into him, breaks the Chavis, Potter. The Baal Korah is going to be Potter. Because now the Baal Chavis is at fault, because the Baal Chavis stopped. Once again, the Mishnah repeats to us the same halacha, which is Imam la Baal Kora Amod Chayav. But now when the Baal Chavis stops, he turns around, he sees the oncoming Baal Kora, and he says to the Baal Kora, I stopped. Don't advance any further. So once he issued a warning, so now that puts the responsibility, the burden of liability on the Baal Kora. The Baal Kora now needs to heed the warning. He was warned. He needs to heed the warning. I didn't heed the warning. Now the Baal Kora is going to be Chayav. V'chein zeh ba'b'ner v'zeh ba'b'b'shtano. So now everything that we just said, so you can also plug in the following. In other words, we talked about a chavis and a baal kora. Obviously, the kora is a hard object, which is going to damage the chavis. So we now had three different positionings of A, they were both walking normally, and they collided with one another. B, one was in front of the other. C, the other one was in front of the other. And what happens now where they stop, right? Warning, no warning, et cetera, et cetera. Everything we just said, narrow pishtan. You can also plug in the other example, which is a fire and flax. Somebody's walking with fire, the other person's walking with flax. And again, every case over here is going to be the same. Obviously, the fire is going to ignite the flax. So again, so is the baal near going to be chayef? Again, depends, right? Did they collide to one another? Did one stop? V'chule, v'chule. Okay. Ba'mine rabba barnasami ravuna amazik esisha b'tashma shamita mahu. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to get to an indelicate topic, which is related to our Mishnah's discussion. And that is husband and wife, Bishasa Tashmish, and he damaged her. So now, what's going to be the halacha? In other words, is he going to have to pay Nezek, or is he not going to have to pay Nezek? Okay. Early this morning, during Chavrusa, so we discussed, in other words, if in fact he's going to be paying damage and the money goes back to him, meaning he's a husband, right? But we know. That absolutely a trust can be created for the wife. In other words, the Gemara on a number of occasions discusses where in the event that she's going to get money, so it's true that he's going to be able to gain the payers from that. Money can be held by her. As far as the principle of the money can be held by her. So if in fact he's going to be liable for Nezik, which is what we're discussing right now, so the fact that he's going to pay her, it's going to be a little bit strange, but in Achinami. That can happen. So, what are the two tzadim? Meaning, does he have to pay for damages or not? So, kevin de brishos kavid pater, and everyone understand. I know we all understand. I just want to spell this out. The discussion of the Gemara over here is strictly a nezik discussion, meaning the midos discussion to be had regarding husband, wife, and proper conduct between a husband and wife. Meaning, that's obviously important as well. But we're learning Baba Kama, and the only thing we're interested in right now is the strict Nezik discussion that comes out of this. Does he have to pay for Nezik? So, Kevin to Bershus Kavid. So, Pater. So, on one hand, Bershus Kavid. In other words, obviously, he has a right. In other words, not only a right, it's a responsibility. In other words, but Bershus. In other words, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Odilmi by Leilu Yune. On the other hand, maybe he should have just been more careful. In other words, of course he has a right, but at the same time, he also has a responsibility. And maybe that responsibility means that he needs to be more careful. So I'm related to Nisua. So over here, so obviously it's an important question. Where can we glean the answer from? Our Mishnah. Why should Lezevish just Alech? Lezevish just Alech. So because in our Mishnah, what happens? Our Mishnah describes a collision between two people walking in the street and they both have right of way. In other words, they both have right of way. They're both walking. They're both doing basically what they're supposed to be doing. And they collide into one another. And what did the Mishnah teach us? As long as each one of them is walking as they are supposed to be, so there's not going to be a liability. So Hagam over here. So in other words, there's not going to be a liability. So I'm a Rav HaKavachomer. Oma ya'ar shezel rishus ha-nichnas. Vizel rishus ha-nichnas nasa kemish nichnas lirishus chaver v'chayav. So the Gemara says, Rava makes a counter argument. And that is, and we're going to hear this not once today, we're going to hear this twice today, this argument of Rava, this Kavachom or Rava. And that is that you're in the forest. Now, what are we describing over here? Somebody who was Rotsech B'Shogeg, right? In other words, you killed somebody, but you did so Shogeg, manslaughter. You had no intent to kill, but in other words, but you behaved in a somewhat irresponsible manner. Right, we'll talk more about that later. And anyway, so the halacha is that if you kill somebody, you're chayv to go into galus. So over here, nasa kemi. So I'm sorry. right. So, when you're going into your friend's property, and there, and you're going with permission, so lo kol shekein. So, in other words, for sure, under those circumstances, you're gonna be liable. Now, it happens to be that the Yar case we're talking about liability of galus, but the point of the Gemara is that liability, meaning when someone invites you into their property, and now you know that the person's there. So you have absolutely every responsibility to make sure that the person doesn't get damaged or injured. So now, using that argument of Rava, which again we're going to be seeing later on. So over here, in other words, yes, you have rishus to be there. In other words, we're back to Tashmish Shamita. So yes, you have permission to be there. But in other words, but that doesn't mean that you have permission to do damage. In fact, just the opposite. In other words, the argument would be that you need to be more careful. So the Gemara says, what about our Mishnah, where it talks about people walking in the street and colliding? So the Gemara says, yeah, but I'll tell you why there's no liability when people are walking in the street. Because I have as much of a right to walk as you do. Okay. So in other words, my right to walk and your right to walk, so they're both rights. And sometimes they impinge on one another. We collide. Okay. But in other words, but my right is just as strong as your right. And if we end up colliding with one another, so there's not going to be a liability. Because I have as much a right as you do. Now, so, but hacha, iu kavin maisavi hilo. But over here, there's a clear distinction between that case and the case of husband and wife in Tashmish Shamita. Why? Because he's doing the action. She's not doing the action. Right? Halacha, time and again, when describing Tashmish Shamita, so it describes him doing the action, not her. See the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Dalad, where there the Gemara could not say it any clearer. And see our Gemara here in Baba Kama, Lamed Beis, where once again the Gemara says it very clearly. So the Gemara says, Hachi Yukav and Maisa Vihilo. He's doing the action, she's not doing the action. So if anything, it's not comparable to the case of people walking in the street, where I have the right to walk and you have the right to walk. So we collide, okay, but we both had a right to walk. Masha'inkim, when it comes to Tashmish Shamita, the husband's doing the action and not the wife. Therefore, he has more of an obligation to be more careful because he's the one doing the action. So the Haksiv and Ichrusu and Nefashos Ha'osos Mikaravamam. And the Gemara now clarifies, well, if that's true, so I don't understand. A woman is involved in an Isser of Arias. What's the Isser? Meaning she didn't do an action. And meanwhile, the Torah says that he's going to get Karis and she's going to get Karis as well. So the Gemara says, Hanala Tarvai Isuhu, Iu Maisehu Dekavis. So the Gemara over here gives us a Yisod. Talk about now like a really fundamental idea when it comes to the Isser of Arias. And that is that as far as the Isser of Arias is concerned, what's the Isser? The Isser is Hana. Okay? Right? Over here in the notes, in the Masifta, he quotes the Asvan Darais, he quotes Rav Yosef Engel. Anyway, Gemara says it really clearly. In other words, the Achronim really, they spell it out, but the Gemara says it really clearly. The Isser of Arayos is the Isser Hana. In other words, he's getting Hana, she's getting Hana. And therefore, the Torah holds them both liable. Meaning, if it's not husband and wife, but in other words, it's two people involved in Tashmish Shemitah who are also to one another, so even though he's doing the action, they're both going to be subject to the Isser, they're both going to be subject to the Onish of Karis. And why? Because the Isser is Hana. In terms of liability vis-a-vis Nezek, you have to look at the person who's doing the Maisa. The person doing the Maisa is going to be the man. No. So the Gemara says that really becomes now the fundamental difference between the Isser of Arias and Nezek. When it comes to the Isser of Arias, it's Hana. Therefore, they're both going to be subject to the Isser and the Onish. But when it comes to Nezek and damage and liability and monetary liability, so then you look at the person doing the Maisa, and that's going to be the man. Okay. I know, a rather indelicate discussion coming up over here in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis. But in other words, the Gemara thought for a moment that the case of husband and wife in Tashmish Shemitah, if any damage has occurred during Tashmish Shemitah, so that could be gleaned from our Mishnah of two people walking the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but the Gemara notes it's not the same. They're not comparable one to one another, and therefore one cannot deduce one halacha from the other halacha. Hayah Balkar Ririshon, Amr Shlakish De Paros, Rosh Hashanah Rabban. The halacha of Reish Lakish. Now, this is not going to be the first time that we saw the halacha of Reish Lakish. Once again, for us, this is going to be Chazara. Okay, the last time we saw it was on Daf Chaf. Okay, if you can remember. So that was not so long ago, only 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, like 12 days ago in the Daf. So Daf Chaf and Daf Lamed Beis. So we go over the halacha of Reish Lakish. What is the halacha of Reish Lakish? So two cows in the Rishus Arabim. These two cows are owned by two different people. So Achas Revutz of Achas Malachas. Now one decided that the Rishus Arabim is a perfect place to squat. So one cow is totally squatted on the floor and the other one's walking as it has the right to do. So Bata Malachas Berevutza Petura. So now the one walking decides that it's going to kick the one that is squatting. Now I'm using words like decided. We're talking about animals over here. There's no bechira when it comes to animals. They're not making these real decisions. Over here, however, the point is as follows. That as long as my animal is doing what it has the right to do to an animal that does not have the right to do what it's doing right now, I will be absolved from liability. I'm putter. On the other hand, alternatively, if your animal is doing what it's not supposed to be doing, squatting in the Rishus Rabim, and while squatting, your animal damages my animal that's walking, so your animal, the owner of the animal squatting, is going to be chayev. It's a simple idea of Reish Lakish. Let me read it again inside. I'm Reish Lakish, Tei Paros, Bereshus Rabim, Achas Revutza, Achas Malachas, Bata Malachas, Berevutza Betura, and Revutza Bemalachas Chayeves. Good. So this is the halacha of Reish Lakish. And basically the idea is that my animal, as long as it has the right to do what it's doing, and it damages your animal that did not have the right to squat, so my animal now, the owner of the animal is going to be putter. On the other hand, if your animal damages my animal, and your animal right now is in the wrong by squatting, so your animal, the owner of the animal squatting, is going to be chayev. Lema misayale. And now this halacha of Reish Lakish. So what would make Reish Lakish any happier than to have a support for his halacha from our Mishnah? And that's what the Gemara is going to try to do. Haya bal kara rishon bal chavitz achron v'nishba chavitz bekara pater v'im amad bal kara chayav. So over here, the bal chavitz bal kara are walking in the same direction. And now, if the person from behind hits the person in front of him, so that means the person from behind was walking too fast. And so therefore, he's going to be responsible. He's going to be liable. If, on the other hand, they're walking same pace and the one in front stops. So we learned in the Mishnah that now he's in the wrong. And so therefore, even though the one comes from behind, smashes and breaks, so the one from behind is going to be putter. Why? Because the one in the front acted irresponsibly. So let's try to make a parallel between the cases. So over here, in the case of the Korah Bachavis. So again, in the Mishnah, the Balkara was first. The Bachavis was second. As long as the Balkara now stopped, so he's in the wrong. And so therefore now, the Balkavis that comes and smashes into him, so the Balkara is going to be chayev. So you see over here that as long as you are behaving improperly, so now that's going to give you liability. Similar to the case of the Revutza and the Mahalachas, the two animals where one's squatting and the other one's walking, where again, the squatter is in the wrong.
How is the squatter kicked?
That's a fair question. So it does, meaning, I guess maybe it's a little bit hard to envision, but it does. It did. Somehow it did. So v'tizbra ha'seya b'ayah lo misayah de lo misayah ala makshe nami kasha. So the Gemara says, wait one second. In other words, I don't think the cases are comparable at all. So, and that is the time of debata ha'huska mimei lapater. Now, in the case of the Mishnah, what happened? You had the squatting animal that was clearly in the wrong, but it went on the offensive. It kicked the animal that was walking. So in other words, really, you have two strikes against the squatting animal. Strike number one, it's not behaving appropriately. In other words, in the Rishus Rabim, where everyone should be moving, right? In other words, traffic. So everyone should be moving. So strike number one, it's not moving. It's squatting. And strike number two, it went on the offensive. So not only did it squat, but on top of that, it also kicked. Huh. So over there, Reish Lakish says, that's a liability. So, but over here, however, it's not comparable. So the Gemara says, V'hamis nisan de mimela v'ketani chayev. Our Mishnah is talking about mimela. Meaning our Mishnah says what happened was is that the person in the front stopped. Now, the person in the front stopped and he went on the offensive? No. He just simply stopped. And the person from behind continued going. Okay. So it's not comparable cases. And in fact, our Mishnah cannot be brought as a proof. So the Gemara says, So Masisin de Paschal Orcha Kishilda. So Hacha Kigon de Rava Bechagisa. So the Gemara says that, well, maybe we'll say the following. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, Mishnah de Paschal Orcha Kishilda. Meaning that you had the person walking in the front, and the person walking in the front was carrying a beam. Now, how is the beam configured? It could be configured a number of different ways. Let's suggest that the configuration of the beam is that it basically went across the street, basically filled up the entire area of the street. So the guy walking with the beam now not only stopped, but basically made it impossible for anyone to pass on either side. Now somebody comes along and collides into the beam, while the person with the beam not only stopped, but stopped the entire flow of traffic. So over there, so there's going to be liability. But hacha, but over here, kigon derava bechadgisa. In other words, the animal squatted, but squatted and blocked the whole street? Maybe not. So ibai lelusko ibi dechisa. And now we could say that the animal that was walking, again, had every right to walk, but it could have easily just simply sidestepped the animal that was squatting and didn't have to walk directly in the path of the animal squatting. So the Gemara says, I can really see a distinction between the case of our Mishnah, Bim and Chavis, versus the cases of the two animals, squatting and walking. So, Elasif de Masis de Mesayle le Reish Lakish. Okay, so, as much as the Gemara wants to support Reish Lakish from our Mishnah so far, I don't know. The Gemara says, I don't really see the Mishnah's case and the case of Reish Lakish being comparable. Elasif de Masis de Mesayle le Reish Lakish. So, what we're going to suggest is, let's go to the end of the Mishnah. End of the Mishnah may end up being a support for Reish Lakish Diktani. So, Haya Baal Chavis Rishon Baal Korah Acharon. So now in the second case, what happened is that we had the Baal Chavis going first. The Baal Korah walking behind. Again, same direction. Nishbara Chavis Bekorah Chaya Vim Ahmad Baal Chavis Pater. So now here we go. So the Baal Chavis, if walking, and the Baal Korah walking behind, just walking at a fast pace. Too fast. And the Baal Korah collides with the Chavis. Baal Korah is going to be Chaya. However, said the Mishnah, if the Baal Chavis decides to stop, he's in the wrong. And now the Baal Korah collides with the Baal Chavis. So now the Baal Korah is going to be Pater. And now we could say it. V'ha'ach dechemal reches b'revut adami v'ktani Pater. So now look at this. So what's happening over here is that the Baal Chavis did something incorrect. It stopped in the street. And now the Baal Korah hits and collides with the Baal Chavis. And the Baal Korah is going to be Pater. So over here, this is a good, now we have a good analogy of the Ma'aleches and the Revutza. The Revutza is just sitting there in the street. Has no right to do so. And the Ma'aleches now walks by and now does damage to the one sitting, should be Pater, just like the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay, I hear you, but once again, not perfectly comparable. Once again, not perfectly comparable. Because in the case of the Chavis and Beam, so the case of the Chavis and the Beam, so they both have every right to walk in the street. The Baal Chavis did not have the right to stop. And the Baal Korah had the right to continue. The Baal Korah can collide with the Baal Chavis? Yeah, because he had the right to walk. Let's now move to the case of the two animals, the squatting animals, the halacha of Reish Lakish. Where? Your animal squatted. My animal now is walking. My animal decides to kick your animal. So Reish Lakish says, Pater. Why? Because your animal behaved in such a wildly inappropriate manner, stopping right there in the street. So over here, the case is comparable to our Mishnah, right? The Gemara says, nah, I don't think so. Because over here, look, it's true. Your animal has the right to walk. And my animal really shouldn't have stopped. At that part, I'm going to grant you. But now we're also going to say that your animal had the right to walk and to kick my animal? That's ridiculous. meaning your animal had the right to walk. That part's true. But your right animal did not have the right now to walk and to kick my animal. It's not the same as our case of our Mishnah, because in the case of our Mishnah, all the Baal Korah was doing was walking, which he has the right to do. Okay. So, as much as the Gemara wanted to defend Reish Lakish from our Mishnah, the Gemara failed. Not to say that the Gemara is not rejecting the Halacha of Reish Lakish, the Gemara is just simply saying that our Mishnah is not perfectly comparable to the Halacha of Reish Lakish. Now we get to running. Okay. Once again, by the way, Maisa Bechol Yom, right? As pointed out, I work in a building with almost 500 adolescents. Okay. Funny situation I'm in every day, and happens pretty often. In other words, the kids get excited, they run, and they collide. So is that now going to be Chai Ptur? So the Mishnah tells us the rules are very simple. So if it's a Rishus HaRabim, where everyone has a right of way, and one person's running and the other person's walking, or two people are running and they collide into one another, so they're both going to be Ptur. Okay. So Masnisin, Deloki Isi Ben Yehuda. So our Mishnah over here is not like Isi Ben Yehuda. Why did Tanya Isi Ben Yehuda Omer? Ratz Chai Ben Meshu Mishuna Umodi Isi Isi Ben Yehuda now is at odds with our Mishnah. Because Isi Ben Yehuda is of the position that you have a right to walk, you don't have the right to run. Running is Mishuna. In other words, when we are in the street, everyone has the rights, but your rights are to walk. Once the person is running, so that's wild behavior, and it's wild and irresponsible. And according to Isi Ben Yehuda now, so anytime now you're running and colliding, so now because you acted in irresponsible ways, you did not have the right to run, so therefore now you're going to be held liable. Okay, Shita Sisi Ben Yehuda, clearly not like our Mishnah. Now, notable exception, that you have the right to run in Erev Shabbos. Okay, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. I'm Rav Yochanan Halacha Yisi Ben Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan says Halacha is like Yisi Ben Yehuda. So umi amar Rav Yochanan Achi v'hamar Rav Yochanan Halachi kistam Mishnah utanan echeratz vechem halachu sheishem ratzim peturim. So obviously now we are at an impasse. Why? Because our Mishnah is beferish against Isi Ben Yehuda, and we know, we just said it yesterday, 2 days ago, that Rav Yochanan holds like a stam Mishnah. In other words, whenever there's a stam Mishnah, Rav Yochanan says that's a halacha. So over here our Mishnah is not going like Isi Ben Yehuda. So how can, out of the same mouth, Rav Yochanan say the halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda and the halacha is like a stam Mishnah? Right? They don't agree. So and then the Gemara says, Masis and Berev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara says, no, we'll give an Ukimta. Our Mishnah is talking not about any given day. Our Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos. So Mimai, Midiktani, Oshay, Shem Ratz and Paturim. Hasu Lamali, Hashta, Echer Ratz Vechem Alach Pater, Shem Ratz and Mibaye. And what's the tip that our Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos? Because look what our Mishnah does. Our Mishnah describes one person running, one person walking. Then the Mishnah describes two people running. Well, that's strange. Meaning, once I know that one person running, another person walking, and there's no liability, so if the two of them are running, of course there's not going to be a liability. Why would the Mishnah then go on to describe two people running? So, Alahachi Kamar, Echad Ratz Vechad Malach Pater, Bemet Varma Morim Berev Shabbos, Benesh Mosho, Savachol, Echad Ratz Vechad Malach Hayev. So this is how you're going to read and understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is to be read as follows. Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalech. So that's going to be Pater. Why? Because it's Erev Shabbos, and a person has the right to run. So, however, if it's a weekday, and one person's running and the other person's walking, Chayev. Why? Because if it's Stam, a regular weekday, you don't have the right to run. And you were running and you ran into somebody, you're going to be Chayev. However, Shneim Ratzim, Afila B'chol Pterim. But if two people are running, so now they're going to be Pater, because both of them are acting irresponsibly. And so therefore, each one of them now has forfeited their rights to claim any liability. Okay, so what did we just learn together? That you can be miyashev, that our Mishnah is even going like Rav Isi Ben Yehuda, which makes sense, because Rav Yochanan says Allah is like Isi Ben Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan also holds like a Stam Mishnah, so now it makes sense that our Mishnah really is going like Isi Ben Yehuda, which means that Stam regular weekday, you're running, you're responsible, and you're going to be liable. Two people running, both waive their right to liability. Okay. So the Amar Mari Umodi Sibir of Shabbos Ben Ashmasha Shi Patrimin Mesharat Birshus. You know, in Erev Shabbos now people can run. So Erev Shabbos my Birshus Ika. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Who's running on Erev Shabbos Birshus? Meaning, why are people running on Erev Shabbos? That's funny. We all know the answer. Obviously, the Gemara wants to give us extra chidushim. So, kid Rabbi Chinin, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, bo venetza likras kalamakasa, va amri la likras Shabbos kalamakasa, Rabbi Yanai misate vikai va amra bo ikala bo ikala. Okay, so one of the more famous Gemaras here in Baba Kama, and that is that Bein Hashmashos, what you're doing is that you're running to be Mekabel Shabbos. Okay? So over here, so much to discuss regarding the exact wording of what's said. So, bo venetza likras kala malkasa. Some say likras Shabbos kala malkasa. And Rabbi Yanai, his practice was boi kala, boi kala. Okay, probably you're right. One of our most famous pieces of davening. See, the Lechadodi was composed not that long ago. I mean, I'm speaking historically, right? 16th century, right? In Tzfas, right? Right? 1500s. So in Tzfas. So obviously, the Mechaber is Rav Shlomo Alkabitz, right? Lived at the same tkufa of Rav Moshe Cordova, and most famously, the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo.
And
the Ari was also in that tkufa as well. Okay, good. Right, correct. In other words, right, that was, you know, the pinnacle of Tzfas, right, where they weren't walking on the ground. They were all floating in the air. Okay, good. Right, clearly, right. You understood what I just said. So anyway, the composition of Lechadodi. But clearly, in other words, the composition was written well after the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara, right? The Gemara was final editing was 5th century. So we're talking about basically a millennia later. But obviously, the composition of Lechadodi is based on our Gemara over here. Clearly, you know, it's funny, by the way, Minhag Ashkenaz. Right, I'm speaking to most people here. Okay, you know, So Minhag Ashkenaz, we don't say Likras Kala Malkasa. Like, in other words, I know the Sfard and Nusach Sfard have kept that Nusach in. I don't know, for reasons which I can't explain why. So we don't have that Nusach. Okay, whatever. Okay, fine. The Nusach Sfard, you're in. You kept the Nusach of the Gemara. Okay, anyway, he's got a lot, lots and lots to speak about regarding the actual Nusach. Anyway, I'll just make one quick point, and because this is a daf, and I want to finish the daf. But I'll make one quick point, and that is that it's funny, by the way, the Gemara, like, didn't even discuss, like, people are running an Erev Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about to greet the Shabbos, which is what? 5, 10, 20, depending where you live and what the minhag is. But in other words, it's a little bit before Shabbos. Like, isn't the simple pshat of the Gemara, you know why people are running an Erev Shabbos? Because once Shabbos comes, you can't prepare anymore. So you're running because, right, what are the things that we forgot before Shabbos is coming? There's always going to be a list. And you're always running to the store right before Shabbos in order to pick it up. Okay, and nothing's changed. In other words, that was back then, it's to this very day. So the idea that people are running an Erev Shabbos, right, the Gemara kind of like pigeonholes it to the minutes before to be Mekabel Shabbos. What about the entirety of Friday, right? So he quotes the Rush over here, right? The Rush writes that you're being Torech in Tzarchei Shabbos. You're just simply preparing for Shabbos, right? He quotes the Agos Hashri, that we're already by midday, so people are in a frenzy. So in other words, even though the Gemara is really like talking about the minutes prior to Shabbos, but obviously over here, people are in a frenzy already on Friday afternoon. So the patur of liability really starts, earlier, so to say, than what the Gemara over here is focusing on. The Gemara is just focused on the minutes before Shabbos. Right, anyway, we're going to continue. Hama v'keh b'rushos ha-rabim, v'hizik b'rushos ha-yachid, b'rushos ha-yachid, v'hizik b'rushos ha-rabim, b'rushos ha-yachid. Okay, so you're chopping. So in other words, you're chopping and you got to be careful. In other words, splinters are flying all over the place and you're going to be liable. So over here, now I know this is going to sound very similar to the Makos discussion. Right? The second parak of Makos talks about where you, with the axe, so you chop on wood and splinters are flying and it kills somebody. And you're going to go into galus. Okay. But that's the Gemara in Makos, and we're learning the Gemara in Baba Kama, which means that right now, what's our focus? Nezek. Damage that's produced. So our mission is telling us that if anyone gets damaged or if any property gets damaged, so you're going to be liable. And it don't matter whether you and the Rishos HaYachid and the damage and the splinters flew into the Rishos HaRabim or converse, or if you're in one Rishos and the splinters fly into another Rishos, none of that matters. In other words, this is your kawach, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So utzricha, now the Mishnah gave us three different scenarios. Why? In other words, if the splinters were flying into the Rishos HaRabim, you know there are tons of people there. You should have been more careful. However, here's the ahava mina, where you were in the Rishos HaRabim and the splinters flew into Rishos HaYachid. So the ahava mina would be that the... I didn't know that. In other words, Rishos HaYachid, there are not a lot of people there. Like, I needed to think about the people that were there. That's the Hava Mina. The Maskan, of course, is yes, you did. That's exactly the point of the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, let's go in the other direction. Itan Rishos HaRam L'Rishos HaYachid Misham Nemi Karishla B'Rishos Avid. Avam Rishos HaYachid L'Rishos HaRam D'Rishos Avid M'Alo. Now, over here, if you were working in the Rishos HaRabim, you have no right to be chopping wood in the Rishos HaRabim. So already that's strike one. So then I can hold you liable. But maybe, again, a havamina. If I'm chopping wood in my private area and the splinters flew, but at least, look, I'm in my home. I'm in my property. I have the right to chop wood in my property. So maybe I'm not held liable. That's, again, a havamina. So that's why the Mishnah had to give a second scenario. Now, v'itan ha-nachtarte ha-mishum d'shchich ha-rabim v'ha-mishum shalom b'rishus aval b'rishus yach l'rishus yachad acher d'lo shchich ha-rabim. And now, as far as the third example of the Mishnah, now you understand. The third example of the Mishnah, I'm in my property, I'm chopping wood, and the splinter flew from my private area to another person's private area. Now, not a lot of traffic, and I had every right to chop wood in my property. So really, now I have two arguments that I can make why I should be excused and exempt from liability. Exactly the point of the Mishnah. Those are not enough of an excuse. Meaning, you're going to be held liable. You were chopping wood. Splinters are going to fly. You need to be held. You are going to be held responsible and liable for any damage that ensues. Meaning, right, correct. The Mishnah is just simply another illustration of, look, that's your responsibility. You need to be careful. Period. Tan Rabbanan Nechnas Chanuso Shel Nagash Shel Abrishos. Okay, now you're going into the carpenter's house, property. In other words, you're going into his rishos, and he didn't give you permission to enter. So v'nidza because v'tapcha panav ameis pater. So now, let's say you were not given permission to go in, and the carpenter's working, and while he's working, the splinter flies, hits you, catches you right in the face, and you die. So he's not going to have to go into galus. V'im nechnas b'rishos chayav. Now, if you're walking in, knock on the door, he tells you that you're allowed to come in. So now you're coming in with permission, and now he hits you. So now he's going to be chayav. Quick clarification, important clarification. Chayav in what? Gemara's next question. My chayav. Amar Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Chayav b'arba dvarim. So in other words, chayav is going to be chayav from all damages and arba dvarim. Meaning this is Adam to Adam damages. And like we're going to be learning together in the eighth parak of Baba Kama. I know I keep teasing the eighth parak of Baba Kama because that's the Makor. That's going to be the halachas of the Dal Dvarim. Right? And that is Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves. Right? Not Boshes, by the way, because remember, with Boshes, you only pay Boshes when there's Kavana Lahazik. Over here, there wasn't Kavana Lahazik. It was an accident. But an accident that you're still going to be held perfectly liable for, and Dal Dvarim. And however, Patamikalas, the Fishain Dome, Li Yaar. So Yaar Zel Rishos Nechnas, Vezel Rishos Nechnas, Zel Rishos Chaver Nechnas. So now, in terms of liability for damages, full liability. Again, not Boshes, but that's different. But in other words, full liability for damages. For Gullus, you're not going to go into Gullus. Why? Because it doesn't match the case of Yaar. Okay, now we're going to keep referring, whenever we talk about Golis, we're always going to be talking about Yar, because that's the Psukim in the Torah. The Torah describes how, what happened, what's the model case of Golis in the Torah? We're in a forest, right? In other words, I have rights to go into the forest, you have rights to go into the forest. And we're in the forest, and there I am chopping wood in the forest. And then, lo and behold, so I chop wood, and what happens is, and right, if you remember the Mishnah over there in Makos, it's not clear whether or not the blade of the handle or a splinter that was knocked by the handle. Okay, right? There's that discussion in the Gemara Makos, regardless. No need for me to overcomplicate, even though I just did. Because you're chopping, so now splinters or the handle or the blade is flying, it hits somebody, kills somebody. That's where he was there, you were there, you should have been more careful. You obviously had no intention to kill him, but in other words, you knew he was there. You were going to Golis. This is, again, I'm not the legal expert, but it's manslaughter. Okay? In other words, because of your irresponsible behavior, somebody died. So now you're going to go into Golis. Ah. So what the Gemara now is arguing is that the reason why this case is not comparable is because the model case of Golis is Ya'ar. I need a neutral field. Literally. I need a neutral field. Over here, when he comes into my property, it's not a neutral field. That's why he's not going to go into Golis. Okay. So this argument was provided by Rav Shimi Menarda. So Tafakhle Rava Besandalei. So now Rava, I'll go with Rashi's first shot. So basically he, you know, under the table, he hits him on the foot. So Rava is basically saying to Rav Shimi, I don't like that. I don't like your argument. So Tafakhle Rava Besandalei. Amarle Atu Humani. What happened? Did I skip a little bit? Yeah, sure I did. Yeah, I'm sorry. So Amar Rava. Okay. Rava's unhappy. Okay. So Amar Rava Kavachomer Umayar Zela Data Nichnas Zela Data Nichnas Nasa Kimisha Nichnas Ladas Chavero Vigola Zela Dash Ladas Chaver Nichnas Lokol Shekain. Okay. So we're back. Okay. The world is in order. So Rava says, I don't understand. What do you mean they're not comparable? It's totally comparable. Meaning, in a forest, you have permission to go and I have permission to go. So if I'm going into the carpenter's house where first I knock on the door and he says, come in, it's the same. It's exactly the same. Not only is it the same, by the way, it's even better. Meaning, in the Ya'ar, so in other words, it's a neutral site. You have the right to be there. I have the right to be there. If I knock on the door and the carpenter says, come in, so now he's giving me perfect permission to come in. He's allowing me to come in. It's perfectly comparable. So Ella Marava, my time, my patamigalos. So now, Rava agrees with the conclusion, but from a svara standpoint, you couldn't be more wrong, says Rava. You know why you're not going to go into Galos? Not because it's not comparable to Ya'ar, but because this is too close to murder. It's karov lemezit. So the lo sagile begalos vayinu taima the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin mishum the havelei shogeg karav lamezit. Do you know when you go into galos? You go into galos when it's shogeg, right? If you're learning the Gemara in Makos, you know that shogeg we have to hit the sweet spot, meaning there's shogeg, there's karav lamezit, there's mezit. In other words, I'm moving to the right and left over here. Not really the best ways to describe it, but you understand. In other words, there's a spectrum. So the only time you go into Golos is where it's mama shogeg. It's got to be the sweet spot of shogeg. Once I get anywhere close to mezid, Golos is not good enough for you. In other words, Golos provides a kapara. But your action is so irresponsible. You didn't kill him with intent, but it's close. And also, by the way, you can go in the other direction as well. It could be onis. It could also be karvel onis. Where you're also going to not need to go into Golis, but simply because it doesn't demand that you go into Golis. Over here, when you're a carpenter and someone walks into your store and you're chopping wood, you need to be even more careful. This is more than just shogeg; it's karav lamezit. That's why you're not going to go into Golis. So it's one of those areas in halacha where you can't put him to death because he's not a rotzech memezit. At the same time, Golis is not going to be good enough. So with the problem, he's now going to...
Does it make kofar?
Another, right? It's... He's going to... There's going to be an avenue for tshuva, but in other words, it's... it's in the basin. It's not going to put him to death, and he doesn't get galus.
And does he have to pay the damages?
Damages, of course. Meaning damages is a given. That's in other words that the Gemara says chayiv. Okay, so Meisav Rava. Okay, so. But in other words, but you're not a rotzeach. Right. Correct. I agree with the conclusion. Okay, Meisav Rava Hosef La Ritzua Achas Meisav Rizigola Yado. Okay, let's go over now the following. Someone comes into base and it's Chayv Malkus. So as we're going to learn together, so Basin's going to be there for the Chayv Malkus. One of the Dayanim is going to be reading the Psukim. Another Dayan is going to be counting. And then you have the Shlech based in, and you have the person, Mamish, giving the Malkus. Now, what is the person before getting Malkus? Like a person got a physical to see how many Malkus he's going to get. The number has got to be divisible by 3. Okay? It's so funny. So much of Malkus we're discussing today. Right? Well, this is all going to be found in the third parak of Malkus. Right? Galus is in the second parak. And over here, the Mamish, Malkus itself, is in the third parak. So now, let's say he could have gotten the full 39, right? Past the physical with flying colors, and now he's getting 39 Malkus. And now what happens is the Shlech Basin gave him, but lost count. And instead of getting 39, so he gave him 40, right? We checked the videotape afterwards, and we found that Mamish, he gave him 40. So what's the halacha? The Shlech Basin now is charged with Ritzicha B'Shogeg. Again, I'm just using the English term, just manslaughter. And he's going to have to go into galus. Okay. Now, so, harezeg ole, aliyadova acha, deshoke karav lemezid, who would be by yasuke adaite, demaisi in shabichad, ritsuva kitani, harezeg ole. So I don't understand. Rava made the argument just moments earlier that once you're karav lemezid, you don't go into galus. Over here, isn't this karav lemezid? In other words, you're hitting somebody. So you're hitting somebody, and you give them one blow too many. So this is really, really dangerous. And over here, it's shogeg? I don't think it's shogeg. The Gemara says it's careful amazing. So I'm Rav Shimi Menaradai Detai Meminyana. So now Shimi Menaradai says, well, you know what the mistake was? The mistake was not the hitting. The mistake was the counting. In other words, he lost count. So I don't think this is Karv Lamezid. I think it's Shogig. So the Tafakhle Rava Bisandale. Okay, now we're here. So now Rava basically kicks him under the table and hits him on the foot. And Amarle Atu Humane Vatanya Gadoshabadayanam Kore. And Vishani Mona. Shlishi Amar Hikaakeo. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the one who's hitting is not actually counting, right? Again. One Dayan is reading the Pasuk. Another Dayan is counting. And the third, the Shlech Basin, is doing the actual hitting. So he's not counting. So in other words, what are you telling me? That the Shogig is that he lost count. He's not even the one counting. So Alam Rav Shimi Menarada, Dita Dayan Agufe. So the Gemara says, okay, the one counting lost count. So in other words, you're right. In other words, it was a miscount. He's not the one doing the actual counting. It's the Mona, the counter, who didn't do a good job counting. In other words, he lost count. So it is a case of shogeg. Meaning, what the Gemara is still arguing is that this really is a case of shogeg, and consequently, as a result of that, this is not comparable to our case of the carpenter. The case of the carpenter, where carpenter's mom is working, chopping wood in his shop. Someone knocks on the door and allows him to come in. So the carpenter now has got to be super careful. In other words, the carpenter himself obviously is going to, he's a professional. But now someone's coming to the store while he's working. So if he causes nezek, he's going to have to pay. But if he causes death, he's not going to be sent into galus. Why? It's karav lemezid. That's Rava's argument. And to which the Gemara counters and says, what about these cases? These cases are shogeg. Right, even the case where you have the Sheikh Basin who kills somebody because of a miscount, that falls under the category of shogeg. Okay, let's pause over here. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick it up. Okay, we're gonna do other cases tomorrow that are gonna be we're gonna try to wrap our heads around. Is it shogeg? Is it karav l'shogeg? Karav l'meiz? I'm sorry, karav l'meiz, karav l'ones. We'll do more of these tomorrow. Okay.
I'll say that with the carpenter is acting alone, he comes home.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one who does that, there's more people involved, so when you play more.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. I hear. All right, let's quickly recap. Let's review the Amud Aleph of today's Daf, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So we talked about collisions. Collisions when everyone has right of way. Collisions when somebody stops. Collisions when people are when somebody's running and the other person's walking. Okay, so all various collisions that occurred in today's Daf. And basically the rule of thumb, obviously many details, right? We spent over a half an hour going over the mission of the Gemara. The rule of thumb is, as long as you're within your rights of what you're doing, you're going to be exempt. Once you no longer are within your rights of doing what is considered normal behavior, now you're going to be liable. That's the rule of thumb. But of course, then you got to plug it in. The Gemara had a discussion in terms of Tashmish, a meetup between husband and wife, and Nezik occurs during that point in time. Is that considered that he's berishus, or maybe not? Gemara discussed, the Gemara deliberated. And then we got to the Amud Beis. And which is, on the Amud Beis, we opened up a new mission and a new discussion in which a person is chopping wood and splinters are flying and it causes damage. And basically, you're going to be liable. Period. Even though the mission gave us three different scenarios, but the rule is that you're going to be liable because, obviously, you needed to be careful. And with that in mind, so the Gemara discussed it. Now, by Nezek, you're going to be chayev because Adamu Adlaolam, you're always going to be chayev. What about when it comes to you were a rotzeach, and is this considered shogeg? So the Gemara says is that when you're a carpenter and someone knocks on the door, comes in uninvited, so now you're not going to be chayiv. But if he comes in invited, so are you going to be subject to galus? So the Gemara says no. Now, why does the Gemara say no? So this is where we spent a lot of time this afternoon. I know where I am right now. This is where we spent a lot of time this morning. In other words, but the Gemara's conclusion is, let's just, this is a summary, so we'll go right to the conclusion. The Gemara's conclusion is because it's karov lemezid. In other words, you're walking in and you know somebody else there is in your store. And you know now that splinters are flying everywhere. The reason why you're not going to go to galus is because it's karov lemezid. It's not mezid mamish, but at the same time, however, it's so irresponsible that it's karov lemezid. That's why you're not going to galus.